In the name of the Father and Son, Holy Spirit, one God. Amen. This is the fourth Sunday of the Blessed Great Fast that's known after the name of the Samaritan woman whom the Lord preached to her and was able to bring her back to the knowledge of the truth. And when she went, she was questioning at the end of the experience, could this be the Christ? And this woman, we can see in her that she was visited by grace. This is something that we all sometimes wonder. When I am visited by the Holy Spirit, what exactly is going to change in me? Sometimes people assume that whenever we are visited with grace, with the Holy Spirit, then what will happen is we will speak in tongue. We will be able to do miracles, we will prophesy, we will cast out demons. These are the gifts of the Spirit. But more important, when we are visited with grace, we are closer to come to repent. We can see in this woman that she was visited by grace even before she meets the Lord Christ. She was prepared in a way that whenever she had now the final calling from Him, she was able to respond. How can we know that we are visited with grace? The Holy Spirit worketh something in our hearts. The first sign is when we come to feel the shame and the burden of the sinful life. Unfortunately, we find many, many people, they come to the church and even in the session of confession, and they're smiling and laughing. I don't feel any shame. They don't feel even that there is a burden that comes with sin. They are totally absent-minded in knowing what they are doing to themselves. This woman came to the well at the time of the sixth hour. This is like noon time, because she didn't want to face anyone. She felt so much troubled and burdened with the sinful life that she was leading. She was mourning for her sins, and this is an act of repentance. And this is the beginning of changing lives. I feel the horrible way that I am leading myself at. Unless I will come to this blessed feeling, feeling the burden and the shame of sins, I will never pursue to change. All of the saints spoke about this mourning, about how I humiliated myself by choosing to sin. St. John Climac speaks about this mourning when he says, he who really keeps account of his actions considers as lost every day in which he does not mourn, whatever good he may have done in it. Not only mourning for his sins, but also mourning because I was not able to do something good in this particular day. This sense of shame that pushes us to come and confess our sins. St. Isaac the Syrian speak also about this virtue, mourning our sins, when he said, the man who follows Christ in solitary mourning is greater than he who praises Christ amid the congregation of men. Another saint said about the person who is able to see his sins at all times is greater than the one who sees angels. I want you to meditate upon this, that the person who is able to see his sins at all times is greater than the one who is given the eye by which he can see angels. This woman was visited by grace, and this grace made her to feel troubled from inside, ashamed of the life that she is leading. The second sign that tells us that this woman was visited by grace is her willingness to be engaged to the one who gives living water. She found it interesting to go in a conversation with this one who is promising to give her a living water. This is prayers. When we are truly visited with grace and the Holy Spirit is working in us, we will come to love to talk with God. This is something that's not easy, but meanwhile, it's a sign of true repentance, that I love to stand. I wanted to talk with Him. I feel it is interesting now to talk with Him. As much as I feel troubled when I stand and I feel like I don't want to talk with him, and prayer is something that truly is not the inclination of my heart. My heart is cold simply because I'm not there yet. I don't feel him. Talking with God, listening to him in prayers and in readings of the scripture is something that really I want to avoid. I will try to do the least that make me to feel that my conscience is not rebuking me. When we are inclining to repent, then we will find this willingness. I want to talk with God. Prayer is something that truly I want to do. We can see in her also that she was able to confess her sins without fear. When she was asked by the Lord to bring her husband, she said, "I have no husband. I cannot deny it. I cannot go around it and try to find good words in order for me to look good before you. I don't want to do this anymore. I just want to come clean and speak the truth and tells I have no husband. I am leading a sinful life, living in immorality." A very important sign that tells that this person is sincere about his repentance, when we are to call things by true names. When we call a relationship between me and another person that I know that this is not something that God would bless, we call it, this is something wrong. When a lie is a lie without giving it a color, this is a white lie and this is another kind of a lie. When I take something that doesn't belong to me, this is a stealing, this is the name of it. A man and a woman living together away from marriage, this is fornication, it has no other name. She was able to call things by their names. I don't have a husband. As simple, as frank, as clear as I can say it. The burden of confession that sometimes we endure, that make us to think 100 times before we come to confess, says that I don't want to repent. Sometimes people come and say, "You know, Abuna, you were very busy, and just I want to spare you sitting with you a few minutes. The list was too long and I couldn't afford to stay." We can, if we feel the need, to stay and spend hours waiting for a certain appointment that we know that is important for us. But when it comes to confession, it's easier to say any reason and any excuse to get us away from it. Why? Because we don't feel yet the need. I want to hide this. I don't want to come and tell and confess because I am not penitent yet. Another sign that was shown in this woman, that she cared to know about God and his ways. The woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming." Why a sinful woman like this woman would care about knowing about the Messiah? Again, here there is something is moving in her heart to make her eager to know about God, about his ways. Imagine this, and this is something very common. Sometimes we come to the church, some of us, they don't listen to anything, even the gospel, the readings, nothing. Sometimes even the basic facts in the Bible, we are not interested to know about it. I remember one time that Abu Yusuf was telling about a visitation that he did. He was speaking about how important that we teach our children. He asked one of the children about, "Do you know who wrote the Gospel of St. Matthew?" And the boy kept on thinking, "I don't know." Then he asked him, "Okay, do you know how to say Our Father who art in heaven?" This boy was high school. I said, "Actually, I didn't learn it." I remember Sayyidina, I said to him that if you are passing by the church, just going in the parking lot, you would come to know who wrote the Gospel of St. Matthew, apparently from its name, St. Matthew is the author, and know how to say Our Father who art in heaven. The problem is that I am absent-minded because I don't care. I am here to check something. I'm accompanying my parents. I just have to be here today. I don't have other option on Sunday morning. I cannot stay home by myself I have to come with my parents. But truly, my mind is 100 miles away from the church. This sinful woman cared to know about the Messiah, cared to know about the worship place for them, cared to trade even information with the Lord about her belief. She cared. This care that makes us to go and open the scripture and read and try to understand. This care that makes the children in a Sunday school to pay attention to what their teachers are saying. And if they don't understand, they care to ask, what do you mean by saying this? This carelessness that makes people spend years in the church, they even lack the knowledge about basic facts in relation to their belief system. Simply not because they are not smart, but because they don't care. When we have this move in our heart that we wanted to know God, then we are truly penitent people. Another sign we see in her, that this woman came and endured to travel all the way from her home to come to the well to take water. But then suddenly we see her that she left her water pot and she ran to her city to proclaim about this man whom she was asking, maybe this is the Christ. She no more worry about what used to preoccupy her. Her mind that was only maybe occupied with the idea, I have a task that I have to finish, is moving into another direction. The other direction is, I want now to tell everyone about this man. We have many chains that are tying and binding us to the ground. Many chains that hinder us from flying, from our spirits to be released, to come to be united with God. St. Isaac the Syrian speaks about this when he says, why do you increase your bonds? Take hold of your life before your light grows dark and you seek help and do not find it. This life has been given to you for repentance. Do not waste it in vain pursuits. This life is given for me and for you for repentance. Do not waste it in vain pursuits. This is exactly what happened when a person occupied with how much money he's going to gain, how much he's going to earn when he works on Sunday morning and finds something else to do, comes to his senses and mind and then put this aside because I want now to be occupied with the most important thing in my life, to come to repent. Many, many excuses that we use why we are not praying, why we are not fasting, why we are not reading, why we don't come to the church. And we justify to ourselves, I am very busy. I have many things to do. It's not the business. It is, again, that is still, I'm occupied with many, many things, and still pursuing God and His ways is not a priority yet in my life. This woman, today, when she was moved with this meeting with the Lord and was visited by grace, she put behind her her pot and went to something else. The last sign that tells us that we are visited by grace is when we are consumed with holy zeal to tell others about the bridegroom. The same woman that came feeling the shame, hiding from people, coming at noontime to bring water, is the same woman who ran back to her city to tell the people about this man. She come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ? Saint Seraphim of Sarov says about this holy zeal, God is a fire that warms and kindles the heart and inward parts. Hence, if we feel in our hearts the cold which comes from the devil, for the devil is cold, let us call on the Lord. He will come to warm our hearts with perfect love, not only for him, but also for our neighbor. And the cold of him who hates the good will flee before the heat of his countenance. This heat, this warmth that make me to care to tell others. Not only I will go for myself, but also I'll bring others to the knowledge of the truth. I cannot just hide what I feel now. This zeal is what made the disciples to go and forsake everything in order to bring the people to the knowledge of the true God. This zeal that makes us as parents Maybe we keep on thinking how we make the life of our children a better life. When we come to know Him and we feel this warmth inside us, this also will be translated into a service. This is going to be transformed into an energy. And by this energy, we will call upon others to come see this man whom we tasted and we know that he is good. This is the season of repentance, as we all know. And grace will work in our hearts as much as we are willing to receive and respond. Let us review these signs and see if we are truly visited by grace, or are we allowing God to work with His grace in our hearts. We know that we are visited by grace when we feel the shame and burden of the sinful life, when we are willing to be engaged to the one who gives living water, when we are able to confess our sins and without fear, when we care to know about God and His ways, when we are no more worrying about what used to preoccupy us, and when we are consumed with holy zeal to tell others about the bridegroom. To God is the glory forever and ever.